Should people in sport be banned for bad behaviour? You might like to add your comments to that one today. 01522 511 219. Before that, though, going to meet a Lincolnshire man preparing for a grueling 6,000-mile drive across Morocco and the Western Sahara. Alex Collard from Little Bytham is setting off on his journey this Saturday, raising money for charity, and he's with us in our studio now. Alex, morning to you.
Good morning.
I want to take you back to buying this vehicle first, because a £500 purchase has seen you taking part in lots of adventures. So what did you buy for £500?
It's a Series 2A 1963 Land Rover that we bought from eBay.
And what sort of condition was it in when you bought it?
Poor, to say the least. It's mainly patched up with silicon and bits of tin, I think, on the chassis, so fair amount to do.
Lovely. So what's it looking like at the moment?
It's a lot more sturdier than when we first got it, put it that way.
Yeah.
It's still a tatty old thing, but with lots of character.
What was the first journey you took it on, then, in terms of adventure?
Our first one we took, this car one, was to the Sahara, which we called the Saharan Rally 2009, which took us through Tunisia and Algeria, and then back again to the UK.
And it obviously made it.
It did, yeah.
But any particular stories to tell from that first one?
There are many. Careering around the desert is obviously is highlights. Being stuck a few times, having meeting new people and going to new places.
So the car made it, the vehicle made it, which is great. So you decided to do another one, did you?
Yes, we did another one back in 2010. We went to Morocco, which again similar trip to this one. Apart from this one, we're also venturing further down towards the Western Sahara.
So why? Why do you want to do these sort of things?
We can't deny it is a lot of fun doing trips such as these. You know, we love the driving, we love the experience, but at the same time it is, you know, to raise money for charity, which by myself I couldn't do without the front of having a rally. So that's our main purpose.
And you do this with a friend, is that right?
I do, yes. My friend Adam Attar, who's in London, who's actually a high school friend who I've known for many years. I do all my travels with him.
So, where did this start? Were you sitting in the pub one day and decided we would like to do something a bit out of the ordinary?
It was. It sort of came out of the blue with our first rally in 2007, where we heard some publicity about the Mongol rally, and we just went for it out of the blue, really. So, again, it was another sort of cheap vehicle which sent us to Mongolia.
And what happened to that vehicle in the end?
We actually, at the end of it, when we got to Mongolia, we donated it to charity, where we raised further funds for charity.
Now, you go under the title of the Rusty Rhinos, I believe, these days.
This is true.
Where did that come from?
Mainly from our original car, which it was a Suzuki SJ, which is commonly known as it's referred to as a rhino, and it was indeed very rusty. So, hence the Rusty Rhinos, and it went from there.
So, what is the particular challenge, then, with this next journey that starts off on Saturday?
There is quite a few challenges. For a start, the heat in the Sahara is going to be very high. Its temperatures up to sort of, they might peak around about 50 degrees Celsius, which would be hotter inside the Land Rover as well. As well as the challenges of navigation, the terrain itself, and all sorts.
How many vehicles will take part in something like this?
It is just ourselves.
Just
on this
yourselves?
One. Yeah, just ourselves, yeah.
I'm used to talking to people who have gone off in convoy and off they go, but you are on your own.
On this rally we are on our own, yeah, completely unassisted.
Wow. So maps galore, compasses, do you have latest technology to help you with getting from one place to the next?
Not for navigation. We use a compass that we bought for £1, which we stick to our windscreen, and we have our maps.
But what if you come into trouble? What if you hit trouble? What if the car breaks down, the vehicle breaks down in the middle of the Sahara?
We have had quite a few breakdowns in the past. One of the more major ones last time, where our chassis snapped in half at the front, where we had to essentially limp to the next town, where we're again patched up and off we go.
But there won't be many state-of-the-art garages in the next town or village you turn up at, will there?
It wasn't state-of-the-art, but then neither again, nor is our Land Rover, so it's not a problem. As long as they have a welder and some tools, we're there.
Bit of welding and a bolt, and you can sort it all out, can you?
That's right.
Now, what do you do in terms of sleeping? Are you all self-contained in your vehicle?
We try to be as self-contained as we can. Our Land Rover's too small to sleep in, so we have a little tent that we pitch up. If it isn't possible to pitch up the tent, we normally just sleep in the car.
But if you're pitching the tent, you'll be pitching on the sand in the Sahara, will you?
That's right. Yep.
And what's that like?
It's great. It's softer than camping in the UK, I can tell you that.
And when you're out there, I mean, I'm just trying to imagine this at night, is it completely silent?
Oh, yes, yeah, in most places, but certainly in the desert, it's just you, and that's it. You might hear a slight breeze, but it's essentially you and nothing else.
Wow. Have you ever sort of had a situation where you've not able to get up sand dunes and those sorts of things? Do you have particular problems? Do you have to go round things? What do you do?
We try to choose our route, hopefully, so that we don't get stuck, but inevitably, we do occasionally. We have been stuck on a beach before, with the tide coming in, which was slightly alarming. We've been stuck next to a lake, which was interesting late at night trying to dig yourself out, but as proved, we always get ourselves out and we always press on. So,
and of course the other side is you're raising money for charity, which spurs you on. Just tell us a bit about the money that you raise and where it will go.
All the money goes directly to the Mercy Corps, who is a global humanitarian charity who work to save and improve lives in the world's toughest places. As I say, they are worldwide. They help in terms of natural disasters, conflicts and poverties, and they try to turn those into opportunities. Instead of sort of focusing on the negative images of poverty, they really do sort of try to push the positive. And they are very helpful and very supportive of our rallies, which is why we continue with them.
And how did you come across that organisation and decide you wanted to support them?
In the first place, it was back in our first rally 2007, where we had a list of charities to choose from, and to us they stood out, and because of the support from them, we just continued through them onto this, which is our fourth rally.
And over the years, do you know how much money you've raised?
We've raised, we think, just around about £4,000 now in total for all the rallies that we've done. But we are hoping to go past that target. And in fact, on this one, we are actually hoping to beat our biggest target, which is at the moment we're just pressing on £1,100 for this particular rally.
Well done. Now, what have you got to do between now and Saturday when you set off?
We've got to pack food. We've got to go to down to the supermarket and buy some tins and rice and bits and bobs to eat.
Now, tins, what will you take in tins food-wise?
Oh, we don't know yet. Maybe some pasta sauce and tins of sweet corn and perhaps some fruit and things.
So you'll be looking for some special offers down at the supermarket.
This is right.
Get your tins packed and get that sorted out. And how long does this all take if all goes to plan?
The rally itself, we're hoping we'll complete in 2.5 weeks.
Right.
So it's a fair old challenge in a car that perhaps will do 55 with a tailwind.
Yeah, and then how do you get back? Do you have sort of a plan to get the vehicle back after the journey?
Oh, we drive all the way back.
You drive back as well?
Yeah.
Goodness me. So supplies to keep you going. I'm going to wish you well, and we're going to leave contact details on our reception here at BBC Radio Lincolnshire. But basically, if we search for rustyrhinos.com, we can find you on the internet, can't
we? Yeah, if you go into a search engine and put Rusty Rhinos or simply www.rustyrhinos.com, if you click on the top link, that'll show you all the relevant things on our current rally and also how you can donate online.
Alex, come back and tell us what it was like when you've done it, okay?
We'll do. Thanks
nice
for
talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alex Collard from Little Bytham, getting ready to set off on that journey. A 6,000-mile drive across Morocco and the Western Sahara, raising money for Mercy Corps. And if you want to find out more about that, visit their website, just put it into the search engine, Rusty Rhinos, and I'm sure you'll find them.